When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You know, sometimes I think that you really forget who you are. And you have this energy about you. It's in your soul. It's just part of who you are. I can see it. Other people can see it. And I know that you certainly feel it. And this energy that you have, it's gravitating you towards something great in this life. But I think that you allow daily inconveniences or worries that you have about the future or the past to get in the way of that. And it's painful to see far too many people in this world fall short of their true potential for the same reasons. They think their way out of happiness and into worry, and it takes away their ability to fully embrace the gift that they have, what makes them who they are. And ultimately they lose sight of the path, the journey that they were put here on this earth to explore. I don't want that to be you.
Self-reliance means you simply look mostly to yourself. It would be nice if someone just gave you this, gave you this, gave you this. It would be nice if everyone did their job exactly as they're supposed to do it. But here's what you've got to do. Primarily rely on yourself. Primarily say, I'm the person responsible. And I will learn the necessary skills so that I can help people learn their skills. Self-reliance, primarily relearning to count on yourself so that you can do this, never complain and never explain.
And I've come to the conclusion that you and I are capable of doing whatever we can see. If we can hold it in our head, we can hold it in our hand. We've got to step out and do different. We've got to quit playing like this is a game. We've got to treat life like what it is. It's sacred. Yet we're capable of doing anything we want. But we've got to do it. It ain't going to happen for us. You see, I think this is very important we focus on this. Focus on right now, because that is all you've got. There isn't any past. There isn't any future. Now. Now. Now's it. That's it. When the sand's gone, it's gone. Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time we get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes a difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
Dreams is, they should be pure. I think a lot of times, you know, when we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. And it seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become. And the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine. And it's always a fight. Make sure that your dreams always stay pure. And so it's not a matter of pushing beyond your limitations or expectations. It's really a matter of protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. That's really the key. And when you do that, then the world just seems limitless.
Don't underestimate yourself. And don't undervalue yourself either. You should be confident in who you are. Embrace what makes you you. Pursue that path, the journey. Fully embrace it, and it doesn't really matter what happens along the way, because it's meant for you, regardless if it's good or bad. And don't let fear paralyze you, prevent you from ever taking the first step. You were meant to prevail above all else. Any adversity that you run into along the way, it's not something to hide or cower away from, to be fearful of. It is a blessing, an opportunity to get to know and truly understand who you are. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. I want to see you pursue that journey fully. Don't hold back. Please. Do not hold back.
Belief. Your external world will always be a representation of your internal world, and that your internal world is made up of your beliefs, your convictions, if you like. Another word is faith. It's what you believe or what you have faith in deep down inside. What you believe in, what you have faith in, what interests you, what draws you, what fascinates you is critical. And another word is conviction. You have to believe that it is possible for you to accomplish the goal. You have to believe that it is possible for you to achieve it. For that reason, it's very important that you make your goal believable. Make it achievable. It's better to set a smaller goal at first and accomplish that, and then a larger goal and accomplish that, and then a larger goal and accomplish that.
If you're aiming towards greatness, you don't get there by what other people think. You can't make decisions based on what anyone else thinks. It doesn't work that way. I'm not changing one note with the idea of they might not like this, so I'm going to change the note. Never, ever, ever. Not one note, not one word.
You're one decision away. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life. I hope you make that decision tonight. And I hope you make that decision with what you do tonight.
Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually tearing them down. And that's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. And so, that second that just went by, that counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground in that second and in every second. Every second counts. So make every second count.
Someone's out there dying and you can't even wake up when your alarm goes off in the morning. Someone's out there dying and you can't even treat yourself well enough to eat healthy food. Someone wishes they had more time and you can't even get to the gym and move the body that you're so grateful to have. How far into a hole of entitlement do we have to go to learn that our lives should not be reactive? How about we stop treating ourselves well only in response to treating ourselves poorly? How about we stop hiding from our own capability just to preserve a little bit more comfort? One day, that person dying is going to be you. And if all you have to look back on is a life of comfort and entitlement, I promise that'll be a grim finale.
Imagine for a second a world in which you are unanimously adored by millions, but you hate yourself. Are you happy? Is it worth it? And now imagine a world where you're disliked by everybody, but you love yourself. I propose that self-love you would be happier. Because ultimately, in some Taoist roundabout way, the reason we want validation from others is to give us a good enough reason to validate ourselves. And if you compromise yourself in order to gain favor with other people, you'll know. How can you expect to have faith in yourself if you can't even keep your own word? So the problem is, we sacrifice the thing that we want, which is self-worth, for the thing which is supposed to get it, which is validation. Sacrifice self-worth to get validation in the hopes that if we have sufficient validation, we will finally be able to have some self-worth.
Life is continued work. It's constant learning. You know, we should constantly be working, maybe not physically working, but we could be spiritually, emotionally working toward bettering ourselves and bettering the lives of others around us. I don't believe in getting comfortable just because everyone says you've arrived. We should never be comfortable where we are. You know, we should always be aspiring to know more and to better ourselves and to improve ourselves, you know, to improve ourselves. Because that's how we improve the world around us, by working within us.
Just stop talking. You have your vision, you have your business idea, your goal, whatever that may be. Just go. Stop telling everyone what you're going to do and when you're going to do it, because really, no one cares. You know, they might give you an, oh, that's cool, and then forget about it literally 30 seconds later. And I don't say that to be harsh, but the reality is, most people just don't care because they have their own life. So now all that you're left with is a watered down idea. You've taken away the essence that made it so special in the first place. And that's why you never end up following through. So just go. You don't need any type of validation or reassurance. You don't need anyone else's support, because this is for you. This is your purpose, your legacy, your path. You have everything you need to take that first step. And I promise you, once you get going, you will never look back.
You know who goes the furthest? The ones who value consistency over perfection. They don't stress over whether those 5 minutes are the best or the worst of their life. They just show up. They get it done. And that's the difference. The 100-hour rule says this: spend just 18 minutes a day, 100 hours a year, on any skill, any discipline, and you'll be better than 95% of the world. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up every single day.
It's okay to give up. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground. Do not take the easy way out. Do not give up based on instinct. You need to train that instinct. Your instinct. Train it to say, get up. Go. Fight on. And if that is what you become, if that becomes your fundamental reaction to adversity, if that becomes your gut instinct, then you will overcome just about anything that stands in your path.
I've been asking myself, why can't I change? Or what's going on with me? Why can't I be like the others around me who work hard, who are dedicated? And here I am. I spend my whole evening procrastinating and not doing anything I was supposed to do. And it really stresses me out because my dreams are so big, so wild, that I'm dreaming about them constantly. I see so many other people living those dreams, but I keep holding myself back. I see other people living those dreams, and then I just think to myself, that should be me. That should be me. I'm so stuck, and I've been here for so long. If you can relate to what I've just said, I myself used to spend so much time wishing and thinking about, why am I not further ahead? Wondering, why am I not getting the same results that all of these other people are getting? Why am I running so hard, but not getting the same results? Only moving at snail speed in comparison to these other successes that I see. Have you ever wondered or asked yourself, when's it going to be my time, my moment, to shine and get the credit that I truly deserve? What are they doing that I'm not? Now here's the thing, there's going to be hard, tough days with difficult choices ahead. You may battle the same demons in your mind or even your life many times. Different level, same devil. But this comparison game that you're playing, it has to stop. If you want to compare yourself to anything or to anyone, you know what I'm about to say. Compare yourself to where you are and where you were. Your past self measured against your current self. What's the difference? Life isn't about finding yourself, especially when measured against the filtered feeds of other people far off in the distance. Your life is exactly that, your life. A journey of continually and honestly pursuing your best self. Act based on that future form of you that you wish to realize and form before you. Build those daily disciplines to develop your own fulfillment based on your agenda, not anyone else's. Stop comparing your seeds to someone else's fruits. Because after all, every seed is different, and every environment and the soil it's planted upon is different. You still have time, but my friend, you have got to stop looking at the outside and start looking, working, developing on the inside. So I tell you, look not ahead, but within, at your inner compass, at your inner guide. And where does it guide you? What resources do you have available to you? What skills do you have? And what skills do you need? Whose support can you genuinely call upon? And what's the easiest step that you can take from where you are to the dream of where you would like to be? What is that first step? Everyone talks so much these days about vision. To be successful, you need to have a vision. To find your path, you need to have a vision. To build your dreams, you need to have a vision. But what about foresight? The mental faculty to predict what will transpire or be needed in your future. Can you predict it? Can you commit to it? And say no to the demands of others in favor of your own designed agenda for yourself, your own foresight. The ability to see a vision so clear, you develop exactly that foresight, seeing things before anyone else around you. The particular faculty of vision that will only become clear to you when you open the pathways to your own heart, instead of incessantly flicking away at a feed on your phone. When, in the words of Carl Jung, you look inside to awaken, not outside to dream. Your journey, your map, your guide. Isn't that what so much of our self-absorbed society seeks? Foresight to find our way. But the problem is, we compare what we feel internally with what we see externally, distractions are just a convenient one click or tap away. So just focus for now then on taking one small step. Even if it's not perfect, you don't need to be. You just need to put in the work. Let us commit then to the work that starts today but isn't rewarded today, to the lifelong recommitment that change has begun and will continue to move in motion. Your success in life is not based on any external measure, but rather an internal feeling of your own, an internal agenda of your own. And the first place to fix your gaze is on your foresight, and not your results being a 10 out of 10, but your effort, your diligence, your commitment being a 10 out of 10. So take a deep breath. Take it one step, one day at a time. Stop comparing yourself to others. And above all else, I'm right here cheering for you. Peace.
One of the lines from right out of the 5 a.m. Club is, one of the DNAs of legendary is longevity. Before the sun rises is the time of least distraction. Before the sun rises, where you can build intimacy and fluency with what you want to stand for in your day. Before the sun rises, the luxury and tranquility of the early morning hours, you can do that deep inner work that will allow you to go out in the world and play at your best.
When your only metric of your self-worth is something that's so non-important for your self-worth, which is money. Money is ultimately an ancillary effect of living a good, healthy life. At the end of the day, I say, today, what did I do to work on my physical health? You know, did I eat well, move well, sleep well, 8 hours? Emotional health, am I good with the relationships around me and my friends? And, you know, am I removing toxic people from my life? Emotional health is very important. And then creative health, exercise what I call the idea muscle. So I take a pad and I write 10 ideas down every single day.
And for me, like the minute I feel some sort of anger, some sort of jealousy, some sort of frustration, most of the time I go, oh, you're getting mad. That's your ego. That's you're getting emotional about this. Take a step back and listen to what the other person's saying. Take a step back and try and see it from their perspective. Take a step back and try and understand what they're trying to say.
It's not just out of their comfort zones. It's to change the reality. Okay, you know, your reality is different than my reality. And, you know, your followers' realities are all different. But it's to change your reality. And to make yourself accountable, that's not just getting outside your comfort zone, making yourself accountable, okay? Not accountable to somebody else, accountable to you, me, you know, yourself, because that's the ultimately that's the only person you should be accountable to, is yourself. And we grow up that we don't hold ourselves accountable enough. We just don't. We've learned to come up with reasons why we can't do this, reasons why it's okay not to do this, reasons why you didn't follow up on time. Reasons why I told the guy to get back to him by Wednesday. It's now Friday.
One should never confuse kindness with weakness. Ever. Because just because a person's kind or wonderful or loving or patient or tolerant doesn't mean their cup not runneth over. That what I'm trying to do is keep a boat floating and they're trying to sink it. I have no tolerance for that. So you can keep your sentient, if you will, concepts about yourself, but at the same time, you have to be strong enough to, otherwise you will fold.
What we are is just an aggregation of what we choose to value in this world. If I value money more than anything else, that will come to define me through my actions, my behaviors, what I invest my time and attention into. If I value family, that will define who I am, because everything else will flow from that.
What I'm able to do is, if I want something, I go into the future in my brain, which is powerful, and I visualize exactly what I want. So I'm there, I'm in my future. And then I think about every single thing I need to do to make that happen, and every single thing that could stop that from happening or what I need to avoid. Then I go right back, just in the future, thinking about watching myself on my television network. So because I do that, that means I have to think what would be the worst case scenario. And then I have to think what would be the best case scenario. And then I eliminate every single thing that I think could happen, which I call art detecting.
Similar to when we talked about trust and building trust and giving trust, if I want to gain the ability to influence you, well, then what I have to do is give you the ability to influence me. The more I allow you to influence me, the more open your mind gets for me to influence you. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to allow you to influence me, and the more I allow that to happen, the more influence I'm going to have. So when you want to earn respect, give respect. When you want to earn influence, give influence. When you want to earn trust, give trust. All those three are related.
I just fixed my mind to just say, like, what's for me is for me. No one can take it from me. And what's for someone else is from someone else, for someone else, and I can't take it from them. And in terms of the grief of, you know, the frustration of certain things not working out or not being fair, I just fixed my mind to say, okay, so sometimes these things aren't fair, and I have a choice. I can be mad, I can be upset, I can be hurt, I could be, you know, jilted and have a chip on my shoulder, or I can choose to say, let me just do what I can do to change things for the little girl behind me. Let me continue to push forward and be very thankful and happy for the things that I do get a chance to do.
So you can inspire people, and all that energy is focused on one thing that they can visualize in their head, then it becomes a tangible reality. And I know that to be a fact because it's happened. It's a fact for me. So I continue to do that. I know that anything I can imagine, I can make happen. So I am really careful about how small my thoughts are, because I don't feel like wasting time in a 24-hour day making this much. And I can spend the same amount of time with the same amount of energy if I architect it right. At this much, and with this much, I can help so many more people that I love.
I mean, good habits are hard to come by, but what's even harder to come by are people that have good habits that you can be around. That's even tougher, because you are, as I've said before, you are the average of the five people that you spent the most time with growing up. Show me your friends now, and I'll show you your future.
What are the beliefs that I want to focus on so they expand inside of me? Even the thoughts that I want to focus on. What are my values? What are the behaviors that I need to embody, right? So you read these affirmations every day, and you're programming yourself to live in alignment with that program that you've designed.
Understanding why. That's why I think therapy is so freaking powerful. It's not that time that you sit in the chair with someone and cry about all the things. It's that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, that's why. If you know why, you can learn how to navigate around something. But I think if you don't know the core of the problem, you can't move past it.
To be grateful and to be humble and to have my perspective really be about, I am thankful to do this. You know, this is exciting.
Because life is an art. You can't forget that life is an art. Can the average fellow go to Walmart and afford it? It's like a tray. Yes, it might be $3. Can you afford a cup instead of a paper cup? Might be a dollar. Now, can you put your favorite coffee in that cup? Can you go to a market or something and get a nice blueberry muffin? Can you make that look pretty, put a flower on that tray? Now, can you go give it to your husband or your wife? You know, it's the art of life.
What would you do if the unthinkable happens to you? What would you do if you had an accident, or you lost your job, or you were laid off, or you became ill? How would you provide for yourself? That life is about today, living today, that whatever I want to do, I do it
right now. So whatever you want to do, whatever idea that you have, the longer that you're sitting on that idea, you are either creating or you are disintegrating. If you're not using it, your skills are diminishing every day. And there goes a second. There goes another second. And life is happening right now.
Well, maybe you're leaving out the meaning of life. That's what it looks like to me. It's like, here you are, suffering away. What makes it worthwhile? Right? It's almost impossible to describe how bad an idea that is. Responsibility. That's what gives life meaning. It's like, lift a load. Then you can tolerate yourself, right? Because look at, you're useless, easily hurt, easily killed. Why should you have any self-respect? That's the story of the fall. Pick something up and carry it. Make it heavy enough so that you can think, yeah, well, useless as I am, at least I could move that from there to there.
I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. Because now they're yours. They're yours to own. If you're not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay, because you are. But take that now as you put yourself down. If you're fat, call yourself fat. I used to be 300 pounds. We want to talk so soft to ourselves. We're looking for that recovery day. And that recovery day is everything in your life. Everything in your life is a recovery day. We're looking for it. It's not coming. It's not coming.
Everybody wants to get to a place. Very few are willing to sacrifice to get there. Everybody wants something. And very few people are executing to go there. The amount of people whose actions map to the ambition coming out of their mouth is very low. There is no shortcuts. There is no secret. There's no system or model.
Self-care is saying, I want to be responsible for my future, meaning I want to give my body, give my mind, give myself what I need so that I'm playing the long game. That recognizing, self-care is recognizing, this is not a sprint. This life is a marathon.
See, a lot of people allow fear to stop them from living their dream. Answer your calling. Whatever you're called to do, don't count yourself out. Don't say, I can't do that. Many of us go through life saying no, and you don't even know what you're saying no to. You don't know what you cannot do if you're not willing to challenge yourself.
Daily. So trust, self-love is the soil in which you plant future contribution seeds in. And then daily grind is the life and the water required to be of some use and some possibility for those of us witnessing your life. Don't mistake complacency with self-love. Self-love says, I'm whole and complete and enough with where I start. But hold me accountable to where I'm going.
And I don't like using the word easy, but I'm gonna say it. It has never been easier to make $100,000 a year because of this. The problem is everybody thinks you have to make $1 billion. And the problem is nobody has humility to live a $100,000 lifestyle. I think we have to change the conversation in our society. Not in Southeast Asia, not in America. 7 billion people need to change the conversation of what success looks like. It is not to make $1 billion. It is to actually wake up in the morning and be in a good mood.
What's your highest value? Right? It's the star. It's like, okay, what are you aiming for? You can decide, man. But you know, there's some criteria. It should be good for you. I mean, there's constraints on what you should regard as a value. But within those constraints, you have the choice. You have choice.
I don't care how you perceive David Goggins, because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself.
Awareness plus action equals transformation. Please don't skip that plus action part, because action is the antidote for despair. Joan Baez says, action is the antidote. Anything that's not working in your life, you have to be in some form of action.
Actually thought about your life in a 50-year window or an 80-year window, you would slow down. Everybody wants to succeed so fast because they want to prove something to somebody else.
You develop your gifts. Your gifts will take you places that you'll never begin to imagine.
Life is suffering. Right. Indisputable. What do you do about that? You voluntarily accept it and then strive to overcome the suffering that's a consequence of that.
Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to your insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities.
Man, let me just tell you, if my life just belonged to me and I knew it to be so, I wouldn't have done half the things I've done. With all the discomfort it brought me, all the Pyrrhic victories, all the time lost, I have had to surrender the chill time, the bubble bath time, the time that I surrendered so that my life could be of contribution. Man, your life doesn't belong to you. Your life belongs to those people who are going to cross your path.
The major key to your taking charge of your destiny is you. It's you. And even though you might not have all the things going for you that you would like, you have the power within you as you begin to develop your consciousness, as you hold the vision of what it is that you want to do, as you decide to answer this small voice within you. Because as you respond to this voice that's telling you you ought to do this, the way will come, ideas will come to you. You will begin to attract things you need and things that you don't even know that you need right now.
We look for our wife or our husband, we look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in health.
You have one job in your life for you, to make what you think about life true. You want to be right about the life you see. So you're going to work hard to produce the life that you talk about in your mind.
And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true.
In my language, you all have the same purpose. And that purpose is to reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never happened before. You can say the divine presence, you can say great God of the universe, you can say divine life, whatever it is. We have the purpose to reveal this presence, this cosmic happening, to localize the cosmic happening in a way that has never, ever happened before. We all have different missions of how we do that, but our purpose is to reveal that, and that is how you break free from the status quo.
People always say, oh, haters motivate me. That line right there drives me insane. If negativity is your motivation, it's impossible to turn your ears off to the good and the bad, or to pick one or the other. You know, if you're listening to their negativity, you're also going to have big ears, we call it, to the compliments and the yes men. And the minute you're allowing someone else to control your day or control your motivation or control your wavelength of life, you set yourself up for failure.
These are amazing times, and in order for us to wake up, we need a wake-up call. And if you can frame the circumstances to see that it's an opportunity for everybody to pause and retreat from their lives. And by removing the constant stimulation in their external environment that reminds them of who they think they are as a personality, they're not going to the same places, they're not seeing the same people, they're not doing the same things, and they're actually confined to kind of a personalized retreat in the comfort of their own home.
The death of emotions is primary, because when your emotions always skew the way you see reality. And Socrates, he was very different than what you hear today. You know, everybody today is like, oh, reality is what you make of it, what you want it to be. Socrates is the polar opposite. He says, look, your emotions are getting in the way of what's really out there. You need to start checking your emotions at the door and just see what the world actually is in itself.
I have this misguided notion that everybody in life should just be honest, just be themselves. Whereas the truth is, we're never really ourselves. As a social animal, we're always wearing masks, we're continually acting. But if you looked at yourself in the course of a day, you would realize, anybody would realize, how many different masks you wear.
Now, the beauty behind this is who you're going to emerge as. And sure, the conditions in our environment are causing us to be uncertain. And in uncertainty, when things, we can't predict certain things, we move from everything that's predictable and known to this realm called the unknown.
Mindset I'm defining as what's possible in your life, right? Think about the area that you're not making progress in, and mindset is the set of assumptions and attitudes we have around something, around how the world works, especially what we believe is possible, what we believe we're capable of, what we believe we deserve.
And the fact about human beings is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary.
You have to ignore the externalities, the third parties and their subjective views of you. Otherwise, you are setting yourself up for failure. And it breeds a false sense of ego. We have such a small window of opportunity in this life to self-generate success. And every day we wake up, that window is closing at an alarming rate. And every minute you waste worrying about somebody that has zero real effect on your life, that window comes closer. And one day you're going to wake up and look back, and that window is going to have slammed shut on your ass. And you're going to look back and regret all those minutes wasted worrying about somebody that didn't even know you.
Limitless is not about being perfect. It's about progressing and advancing beyond what you believe is possible.
Everything begins with a thought. If you don't have love, if you don't have enough money, if you don't have enough health, somewhere, somehow, you've had a thought that's blocked you. And all our beliefs about money, everything really starts so early. But the great news is you can change your thought.
When you live it, you leave it. When you live it, you leave it. What you're saying is wonderful, but what you're doing is penetrating. It's shaping the lives of those who are watching. And I realized that the bigger I dreamed, the more contagious I became.
A person who's living a lie, they cannot be well-balanced. They cannot be well-adjusted in themselves. Because you can lose it all, but you can't lose your principles. If you live a principle-centered life, your foundation is solid. Whereas if you, let's say for instance, you have a great company, you have a lot of money, and you base your life on having this, well, you're going to be an insecure person because money and fame and fortune is frail. You can lose it in an instant. You can wake up tomorrow and
for whatever reason, things fall apart. Now, if you based your life on this, your base of your life will crumble. You can't base your life on something that's frail, that can be taken from you. So according to Stephen R. Covey, the human psyche will always be healthy if it bases its life on principle.
There's effluence, affluence, and influence. Effluence is generosity, it's giving. There can be no permanent affluence unless there's effluence in your consciousness. So first, you're in service to something higher. And you begin to ask yourself, because you've been given everything, you're a composite spiritual idea that carries the infinite in ways beyond your wildest imagining, you have to live in the inquiry of what can I give, what can I share, how can I shine, how can I radiate. You have to give up the thought of what can I get from the world.
Don't sign up for the goal, sign up for the inconvenience it's going to cost you. Sign up for that. Sign up. I sign up every day to the inconvenience. The goal looks sexy. The inconvenience looks costly. But if you sign up for the inconvenience, then the goal will take care of itself.
There's no more freeing moment in your life when you can hear something said about you and completely dismiss it. And your day, the wavelength of your day has not altered completely. It is truly being free from within yourself and living a life in your own mind, unjudged by others, because life is hard enough, and it's going to beat you down at every opportunity. Why add one more thing?
Take your attention off of everything that's known, and if you do that properly, and you're not aware of your body, if you're not aware of the people in your life that you identify with, you're not thinking about your cell phone or any object, you're not thinking about where you're sitting, where you work, where you need to go, you're not thinking about the future, the past, you're in the present moment, then what are you? Your consciousness. And now that is the eye of the needle that passes you through to the quantum field. You can't enter that place as a somebody. You've got to enter as a nobody.
The planet is Mother Earth, Gaia, rainforests, rivers, three-fourths water, trees. It's a magnificent, luminous being that's becoming more and more conscious of itself. And then there is the world. The world is held together by opinions, points of view, positionalities, beliefs, which is why individuals can be on the same spot on the planet, but be in different worlds.
Are you willing to not quite know what's there, but that something is there is greater than you? Are you willing to say, my life has to make a huge difference?
A life well lived is what makes you enthusiastic. Find enthusiasm and you're at the highest level of the human experience. Enthusiasm. It's actually the path to happiness is enthusiasm.
Your life comes down to your decisions, and if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
To do something extraordinary, you have one job: leave your fellow humans in awe.
You probably don't think of your life in this manner, but I now invite you to think of your life in this manner. Your entire life has been nothing but an attempt to exert control over some part of your internal or external environment. You do not have control, you never had control, you never will have control. You only have the illusion of control.
The thing that I find most interesting and the thing that I think a lot about is, who are we sort of at our core? What are we? Are we changeable? Are we malleable? The whole nature versus nurture thing has really come to define my life. Is it doesn't matter who you are today. It certainly doesn't matter how you were born. The only thing that matters is who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
Legacy is planting seeds in a garden that you'll never see. The capacity to strengthen and increase your hunger is the one common denominator amongst the most successful people. You know, Richard Branson's a good friend of mine, and Peter Guber, Steve Wynn, all these guys, they've never lost their hunger. Most people are hungry to achieve a certain amount, make a certain amount of money, and then they get comfortable and relax, or to get a certain level of fitness, and then they relax. Hunger is the ultimate driver, because if you're hungry, you can get the strategy, you can get the answer. If you can't model it, you can find it.
I would lay in bed for up to 4 hours a day, every single day, because I couldn't motivate myself to get out of bed. I didn't have a job, and the only thing that would get me out of bed, 15 years before I'm capable of building a $1 billion company, the only thing that got me out of bed was shame, because I had one failed misunderstanding. I believed that my talent and intelligence were fixed traits. Because what's happening in the mind seems invisible. We can't see it. We don't understand what's happening. And so as shame was the only thing that would drag me out of bed, I didn't understand that the same thing I believed to be true of my body was true of my mind. What you build your self-esteem around matters.
So what I want you to realize is thoughts are invisible waves. When you turn on TV, it takes invisible waves, and depending on the channel, you're going to see a love story or an adventure or a drama or a comedy. So what I've tried to do in this area of beautiful state is simple. You start to feel the stress, you see it as thoughts going by, and then you focus on something to appreciate, enjoy, or love. Appreciation, love, and joy destroy suffering. You can't be grateful and angry simultaneously. It's possible. You can't be worried and fearful and grateful simultaneously. So I tell people gratitude is one of the emotions to cultivate that'll destroy the suffering.
Stop trying to control your life. You can't do it. Think instead in terms of controlling the experience of your life. A lot of the time in your life, you have the ability to decide what you are going to experience. Mental chatter is an internal monologue that you have going on in your heads all the time. It begins right up when you get up in the morning, is with you throughout the day. Mental chatter has always been a part of your life. Most of the time we try to ignore it, we suppress it, we work around it, we try to live our life as best we can in spite of our mental chatter. That is a huge mistake. And the reason it's a huge mistake is because we build our lives with our mental chatter. We create the world that we live in with our mental chatter. We all think we live in a real world, but we don't. We live in a construct. We live in the matrix.
And whether you realize it or not, each and every one of you has something that sits at the core of how you feel about yourself. And from that, your identity, your sense of self-worth, your self-esteem, it is all built around that thing. Now, when you think about my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are. Because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at.
The most important decision of your life is deciding whether you're truly committed to being happy no matter what. Because life is going to throw all kinds of curveballs at all of us. There's the one thing that's in common in this lifetime is extreme stress. But it's just true. Someone you're going to care about is going to die. Someone's going to take advantage financially if you're not careful. You're going to find yourself in a position the government might change the rules and you can't do what you're doing before. Somebody call, like I've gotten a call saying you got a tumor in your brain. Those days alter you. So the greatest gift you could give yourself, besides making this life about love and making this life about giving, because to give you have to keep growing, is, I believe, to make that decision and say life is too short to suffer.
We are all very good at shooting second arrows at ourselves. How many times have you laid yourself low? How many times have you berated yourself for taking some damn fool action in retrospect? How many times have you compared yourself unfavorably with someone else? We don't just shoot second arrows. We shoot third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh arrows at ourselves. The important thing for you to note is the second arrow is always delivered by means of mental chatter. What you don't recognize is the stuff that you believe, which you have not subjected to the same scrutiny, is equally false. And that too will crumple. So the question to ask yourself is not, is this true or false, right or wrong, good or bad? The question to ask yourself is, does this model work for me in my life now better than what I am currently using?
You get to build yourself in any direction you want, in any way, to become anything you want. There will be an extraordinary price to pay, but you can go in any direction. Now, I don't think that we're born blank slates, but we are so close to that. To worry about where your limits are is to miss how much you can improve. So focus on how much you can improve. There's an amazing quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of The Gulag Archipelago. And what he said was, the line between good and evil runs through every human heart. The most important decision any human being has to make is whether they live in a friendly or a hostile universe. Decision. The most important decision anyone has to make, because neither of those two states is empirically true, but either will immediately appear true once you decide to believe it.
That the secret to life is to get outside yourself and find the way to add value to others. There's nothing that's more fulfilling than doing something beyond yourself. I think one of the things that makes me proud to be a human being is human beings will do more for others that they care about than they'll ever do for themselves. And when you tap into that, you have more energy than anybody else. You have more joy. You have more excitement because, as I always say, life supports whatever supports life. Motive matters. The idea of being obsessed with learning, growing, and adding value to me is the most important thing in life because, you know, the only way we're happy is by making progress. You know, we grow and we feel alive. We give and we feel 10 times more alive. But you got to grow to have something to give.
Brick by brick, day after day, I transformed myself. It was not an uncovering of something that was real and already there. It was simply acknowledging I am a hopelessly average human, but humans are the ultimate adaptation machine. So I can change. I can become whatever I want. And I just became single-mindedly focused on how much I could grow. And now that I was getting value and self-esteem out of growing instead of out of being, everything in my life changed. Because if you want to do something extraordinary, you have one job. Leave your fellow humans in awe.
Barrett! God, there's reasons to be resentful about your existence. Everyone you know is going to die. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way, and lots of it's going to be unfair. It's like, no wonder you're resentful. Act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse. So you think, well, what do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering. Put yourself together. And then maybe if you put yourself together, you know how to do that. You know what's wrong with you, if you'll admit it. You know there's a few things you could, like, polish up a little bit that you might even be able to manage in your insufficient present condition. And so you might shine yourself up a little bit, and then your eyes will be a little more open, then you can shine yourself up a little bit more, and then it takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life? Everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. So you're gonna have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing, and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing, because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor look too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a track for fools, or watch the things you gave your life for broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at the beginning and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are done, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 40 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it.
Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero